W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. New York City's Lower Manhattan has seen many famous, even notorious cases in the state and federal courthouses clustered there, but never a former president of the United States criminally charged. That changes Tuesday afternoon. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa will be covering.
He's gearing up for a battle.
Former President Trump's lawyer Joe Tacopina vowing an aggressive legal strategy ahead of Tuesday's arraignment.
The team will look at every potential issue that we will be able to challenge, and we will challenge. And of course, I very much anticipate a motion to dismiss coming because there's no law that fits this.
With more than 30 people dead in recent tornadoes and storms, President Biden has been in touch with governors in Arkansas, Delaware, and Illinois, promising to help. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in very hard-hit Arkansas.
The only way into Curtis McNally's house is through a blown-out window. A powerful tornado destroyed his home.
We are all hunkered down.
But he survived with his wife, two kids, and mother-in-law by hiding out in this hallway.
My daughter, we told her to keep her head down, but she don't listen, and she told me she thought we were in heaven with the angels.
She thought it was over.
She thought it was done. For a while, I did, too.
Overseas at the Vatican.
Palm Sunday, a week before Easter, and Pope Francis is back on his feet. I, too, need Jesus to caress me, to come close to me, he said in his homily in St. Peter's Square. The last time we saw him here was Wednesday, before the 86-year-old was rushed to Rome's Gemelli Hospital for trouble breathing. It was bronchitis, and by Friday, he was already well enough to baptize a baby in the same hospital.
Correspondent Chris Livesay. Elsewhere, an explosion at a cafe in St. Petersburg, Russia, has killed a pro-Putin, pro-Ukraine war blogger. And the State Department says that in a rare occurrence these days, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to his Russian counterpart, seeking the immediate release of a Wall Street Journal reporter, Evan Gershkovich. Melvin Goodman is with the Center for International Policy.
One of the problems I think that we have created, the United States has created, is there's nothing at stake in Russian-American relations. So Putin doesn't lose anything by not taking these calls seriously.
Sports with a 102-85 win over Iowa. LSU wins the women's NCAA women's basketball championship. Coach Kim Mulkey on ESPN.
A lot of these personalities coaches want to be scared of. I'm not afraid of that. I played with personalities in college. I played with a personality myself. Just are ballers.
The men's final is tomorrow night, San Diego State versus UConn. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Oh, toward each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no. Pizza, pizza.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So we were in Times Square.
Taking selfies with all the lights.
I bought a shot glass.
I bought a snow globe at this little shop.
You know, I collect those.
Then we grabbed a slice.
That is a super secret spot.
It smelled a bit funky outside.
I heard they don't have alleys.
They don't have alleys, but they certainly have people. Lots of people.
When everyone's vacation sounds the same,
it's time for something different. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 32. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers 30. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday. Chance for mixed precipitation on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Here come the bleeding heart. Tonight, won't see me shine your
Kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Level Down. That was Last Breath. Apathy before that. The name of the album is called Between Hope and Hell. It's up on Bandcamp and all the other streaming networks. It's definitely worth a listen because it rocks. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker will be by later. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin for the next 2 hours. Joel from 20 Minute Mission. He's going to stop in and say hello, tell us about the brand new album they have, and the CD release show coming up in Madison later this week. Also, we have new music on the way from Bad Year, The Takeaways, and Milwaukee's Jump the Bluff. Plus, we'll do The Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Go Play God, they had a show coming up on April 14th, but unfortunately Big John had foot surgery, so they had to bail out of that show. But don't worry, they're still booked for Bratfest coming up on May 26th. Here's their latest song, Weight in Salt. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Heavy with the takeaways and end up here. Their show coming up April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Chicago's Flatfoot 56 and Something to Do. Bad Year before that with their song Blackout from their new album Faded Memories. Their next show is at the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater here in Madison on April 7th. That's with Bad Year playing tribute to Alkaline Trio. Some of the other bands playing in that show is Tug doing a Rancid tribute, Rocksteady featuring Kayla Cush doing a No Doubt tribute, and members of Granny Shot with Help Desk doing AFI, Common Threads doing a Blink 182 tribute, and The First Rule are going to smash out some Green Day for us. That's the Rock and Roll High School, Friday, April 7th at the Majestic. That's a pretty cool show right there. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape in Madison, choose IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned tavern with great food, brewed beer, and outdoor seating with live music. Get all the details at FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. We got Joel from 20 Minute Mission stopping in the studio in just a couple of minutes. Right now, some stoner rock from Subatomic on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Chasing me. the Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. Ahead of the arraignment expected Tuesday, former President Trump's lawyer Joe Tacopina says he does not agree with his client that the Manhattan judge hates him.
He's entitled to his own opinion. And what he's been through, quite frankly, I don't blame him for feeling the way he feels. You're asking me my opinion. Do I think the judge is biased? Of course not. How could I subscribe to that when I've had no interactions with this judge that would lead me to believe he's biased?
He was on ABC. Also there, frequent Trump critic, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson makes this announcement.
I have made a decision, and my decision is I'm going to run for president of the United States.
He's also calling on Trump to get out of the GOP contest. In her second year as coach at LSU, Kim Mulkey leads the Tigers to the women's NCAA championship.
Never in the history of LSU basketball, men or women, have ever played for a championship and to win it.
She spoke with ESPN after the win over Iowa. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On a good day, you say I'm the picture of spontaneity. Then on a bad, you say I'm nothing but a flake.
Thank you.
outsider's view just may be more pertinent for this time. Ditching the angles that we see and what enters our mind.
Palms from 20 Minute Mission on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Welcome to the show, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker here. Be sure to check out the Max Inc. Radio podcast page up at civicmedia.us. You can hear the full shows from previous weeks, busted out interviews, and special content. It's all at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, 20 Minute Mission is a Madison-based punk post quartet, and their self-titled debut featured the song 29 Palms, which finished at number 7 in Max Inc.'s Top 41 of 2020. 20 Minute Mission's new album, Desiderium, features the song Words, which ironically was written while listening to the Top 41 broadcast on Max Inc. Radio. Here to tell us about 20 Minute Mission, the new album, the new single, and the release show is guitarist and singer Joel Gove. Joel, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Joel.
Thank you very much for having me. It's very appreciated all the support we get from local radio, so I'm happy to be here.
You know, for those who might not be familiar with 20 Minute Mission, tell us a little backstory on the band. I mean, you were a post-punk trio a little while ago and you've added a new member, so let's get caught up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started, you know, 2019 as just a two-piece with just Mike and myself, eventually added Steve, and then COVID hit and it put a stall to everything like everybody's.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But we still were able to make two albums during that time, so it didn't totally stall. Just sort of progressing. Steve is actually a guitarist also, so we wanted to get him back to his roots. So we put out an ad. We were basically a band mixed ad. I mean, if band mix wanted to, you know, a poster child, we could be it, because we're all band mix people, and that's how we met each other through that.
Wow.
Yeah, and so eventually ran into Tim, our new bass player. Great. A lot of people might know him throughout town. He does a lot of open mics at the Locker Room. Actually, he does even more through Mickey's also. I know he does a Sunday night at Mickey's. But we picked him up maybe 3-4 months ago. I know, like 2 weeks before our first rehearsal, Mike gave him our CD. He walked in, knew 4 songs already, and I thought we'd think we taught him like two more that night, and we probably had a full set within 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That went pretty fast.
Yeah, and not that our songs are the most complicated or anything like that, but yeah, I was going to say it was just almost instantaneously he was able to pick everything up.
And it sounds like you all kind of really gelled together in a very short period of time as well.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say good personalities, all fit sort of together. I mean, we're in our 50s, so we take it seriously, but we don't, you know, we're not like... too serious about it. We know, you know, we're not going to be rock stars or anything like that. You know, maybe someday we'd still have that spirit, but you know, it's not, you know,
that describes Rocker and I perfectly. We're both in our 50s and we're not going to be rock stars anytime soon either, Rocker.
Dude, I don't know, but you know, I'm gonna probably have to quit the show and go on tour with Iron Plow here. No, all jokes aside, we heard 29 Palms a few minutes ago, and it won number 7 on Max Inc. Radio's Top 41 of 2020. And we'll hear it in just a moment, but the new song Words was written while listening to the broadcast, so tell us about the origin story of Words.
Okay, so that New Year's Eve, my wife and I, you know, we basically planned the night around your guys' show, tuned on, I was going to say tuned on, decided we got this brand new game, six-word memoir game, which, you know, is basically writing a story with only 6 words, and the person who's reading it has to fill in all the blanks. So you try to figure out the 6 most significant words of a story and put those down. And then, you know, like I said, the reader has to fill in all the blanks. So we started playing, you know, and, you know, Mike and I were the only 2 members of the band at the time. We both thought we'd come in like a 35 or something like that. You know, kept going 30, 20, 15, and my wife and I just kept playing and kept playing this game. And, you know, I was even sitting there going, I don't even like this song that much. What is going on in that stuff? And finally it came in at 7. So, you know, we were sitting there, we listened to the rest of the show. I will side note, the best part about the show was hearing all the talent. I was going to say it was an amazing show. So many great songs and that stuff. But, so we got done with the night. My wife and I probably had at least 40 pages of 6-word memoirs. Wow. And with probably like 7 or 8 on each page, because obviously there are only 6 words in that stuff. So I was sitting here with this pile of paper and just sort of started piecing them together to see, you know, which ones sort of fit together with the song and that, or just sort of fit together into any song at that point. And after a while, I had the music for 6 words, and I was like, let's see what fits and works. The choruses, which are sung with me and my wonderful niece, Francesca, who does a great job, the female voice in that song, that is directly from that night. All those words.
Wow.
That's a great story. And you're right. I mean, obviously, I'm a little biased. I like the Top 41 because, you know, we host the show. But you're right. There's so much talent, so many awesome songs. And I love the participation of everybody getting together, voting for the stuff, and cheering for their favorite band or their favorite song. Is
a good thing that it went at number 7. If it would have went at 30, that would be a short song.
Yeah, exactly, right. exactly. And then the other stuff was, I mean, it's sort of an ode. The whole song is an ode to board games. And then, because another game my wife and I play when we watch movies is called, you know, it's Chekhov's Gun, trying to identify Chekhov's gun early on in the movie. And that's basically what the verses are about, that game that we play. So sort of a geeky song in its origins, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Joe from 20 Minute Mission is here with us on Max and Kevy. Joe, tell us about the sophomore album, Desiderium, and the meaning behind the album name.
So Desiderium was named by our drummer, Mike, who is a major in the Army. And it is, I mean, by definition, Desiderium is longing for a past, and that's basically what it was about. He, you know, it's a little backstory. It's with one of his buddies who he's very good friends with, was with him when he got shot, and so it's, you know, this longing, you know, and even though it's a hard, he's had some hard times being in the Army, and that he still has this very much of a longing to get back with his friends in the Army, and the camaraderie that he's built in the Army is, you know, probably the most meaningful thing to him. Yeah, I mean, outside of his family. Sorry, Stephanie and kids.
Right.
And that stuff. So it's just about longing for the past. And then we were having trouble getting art done And then we sort of got artwork, because originally the album was not supposed to be named that. We got some artwork in. I showed the artwork to some friends, and like, and it's a robot with this expression on his face. I was like, what does this say to you? And like, everybody said, well, it looks like he has a longing look in his face. And so like, I was like, it's sort of like the pitcher wrote the story. I was like, well, I guess that should, Desert Dream should be the name of the album then. So
where did the artwork come from?
Is a friend of mine I met when I was in Lisbon, Portugal, actually. And before I was in the band, I contacted her. She's done album covers I've seen. Contacted her, basically was commissioned work. Asked her if she could, you know, gave her some ideas. She wrote it or drew it up and sent it to us and that, so...
Nice. And of course, 20-Minute Mission, your guys' release show is coming up April 8th at the Locker Room here on Madison's East Side. Tell us who's on the bill.
It'll be us. From Milwaukee, it'll be Jump the Bluff, and then another Madison band called Mother Material. They've been playing out on the North Side, played Beer Rock a few times and that.
Nice. In the Locker Room, nice little venue on Madison's North Side off of North Sherman.
Yeah, I was going to say right behind the Esquire Club. Should be a pretty nice and intimate occasion. Hopefully get quite a few people there.
Nice. And the new album is going to be up online, I'm assuming, everywhere, right?
Yep, it'll be up earlier that week. And then we will have hard copies on the 8th if somebody is interested, along with some other new merch, hopefully. Sort of came up out of the blue. We sort of got everything together, really came together really good at the end. Recorded the album at Maximum Inc., mastered at Megatone, Megatone by Paul, and mastered by Dan at Megatone, and then reproduced over at Super Duper on the East Side.
Dude, how cool was it work with Sluder?
Oh, it's awesome. I was going to say, I love my time with Paul. Great idea person. I've never, you know, he's going to say gives good ideas, but he never pushes them on you. So, no, it's perfect work situation.
And, you know, as a musician and being in a band, having your work done at a quality studio like Megatone and the master Sluder. I mean, we play a lot of music that comes out of Megatone Rocker, and it always sounds so good.
Megatone is very prolific when it comes to music production. I mean, they put out a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah. And with Paul being in so many different styles of bands also, I mean, he just can draw from, you know, country, rock, metal, and all that stuff, which, like I said, great to work with them.
Funny you said country first.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, Rocker and I, we often laugh about that because, you know, Rocker knows him from Last Crack. You know?
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll, stoner rock of the 90s, I guess.
And now he's a married guy playing in a country band. Yep. Yeah. How'd that happen? Hey, Joe. Thanks you so much for taking the time to come in and speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Let's take a listen to the new single from 20 Minute Mission's third album, Desiderium. And this is Words on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Joel from 20 Minute Mission. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mission with Room 8 on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Words before that. Thanks to Joel for stopping in tonight. Hey, stick around. We got Essential Last Crack coming up, plus another hour of great local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. 20 Minute Mission's CD release party is happening at the Locker Room on Saturday, April 8th, with Mother Material and this band right here out of Milwaukee. They're called Jump the Bluff. Here's their new song called Yellow Armband on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Yellow armband.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.